Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
Whether you're looking to start a career with no student loans or change careers to land one of the happiest jobs in the world, yep, that's construction, Build Mississippi can help. Visit buildmississippi.com to learn why a career in the trades deserves another look. buildmississippi.com. Your future is waiting.
You're listening to the Rebel Report podcast, where it's all Ole Miss all the time. Here's your host, Michael Borky.
All right, off and running. Welcome in, everybody, on this Thursday night, this amazing Thursday night where we get to talk about something that I have wanted to see for so very long. I have spent years, literally years, on the radio trying to convince people that moving the Egg Bowl off of Thanksgiving was a good thing. A lot of you on here agreed with me. Far less of the radio audience agreed with me on that. But the day has come. I mean, just relish in the fact that the Egg Bowl has moved off of Thanksgiving. Welcome into Rebel Report Live. My name is Michael Borky. Appreciate you guys being here again on this Thursday night. Please follow me, social media, Twitter, Facebook, and YouTube at Michael Borky, B-O-R-K-E-Y. If you are listening to the podcast, subscribe to the YouTube channel. Just search my name. Find me there. If you're watching on YouTube, most of you, the overwhelming majority of you, watch after the fact. Don't forget to like the video and subscribe to the channel, and also find this in audio form wherever you get your podcast. So if you miss a live video, you can find this wherever you find your podcast. Just search Rebel Report, subscribe, and leave a rating and a review. We'll get into the kickoff times that got released today after I tell you that the podcast is presented by the Gregory Law Firm. Injuries like the one I almost had when I was celebrating the move of the Egg Bowl it happens sometimes in sports, but they shouldn't happen to you. Again, almost happened to me today. If you have been personally injured or you may have a small business or contract dispute, call attorney DJ Gregory of the Gregory Law Firm, presenting the Rebel Report Live, located in Saltillo, Mississippi, to discuss your legal options. We hope you never have to use his services. I know that it would just be best if we all stayed healthy and we didn't have any contract disputes, but when that day comes, this is the number that you need to call, 662-397-9799, 662-397-9799. Don't delay. Call DJ today, DJ Gregory of the Gregory Law Firm. So if you guys know me, and most of you that are here on this know me pretty well, you know I didn't grow up here. I'm awfully proud to call Mississippi home, but I did not grow up here. All of my family is about 500 miles from here. So I've always had a personal bias against the Thanksgiving Egg Bowl because ever since I moved here and started working with Super Talk and working with what is now known as Sports Talk Mississippi, the radio show, I have been unable to spend the holiday with my family because it feels, frankly, really stupid on top of everything else for me to take days off of the most important week that we have, if that makes sense. I mean, the whole reason that our show exists really is, in effect, the Egg Bowl. It is the final week of football season. Leaving for those shows and not being there for those shows has never made sense to me. I've got to be here to cover that game. So personally, I have always not liked it for those reasons. But then the NFL came along and decided to add a third Thanksgiving Day game. And all the benefits that you have from the exposure of being the only college football game on was completely wiped away. I am somebody that, for whatever reason, am really interested in television ratings. I don't know why. It's just a thing that I really enjoy looking at. I think in part it kind of tells us, you know, what you guys are into. if I could get local Jackson TV ratings, that would be great. I've tried. I'll try again. But it gives us a good gauge of what people are interested in and what people are watching. They interest me. The Egg Bowl, the exposure of the Egg Bowl on Thanksgiving, it was eliminated when the NFL put that third Thanksgiving Day game on the schedule. It's a network TV game as well, and it does 30-plus million viewers to the Egg Bowl's 2 million viewers. Being the only college football game on very late at night on Thanksgiving, competing opposite a network NFL game, is never a battle that you're going to come anywhere close to winning. Coexisting in that time slot, quite frankly, is a stupid thing to do. And the numbers bore that out. Being on Saturday, you kind of get buried in all of the other rivalry games, and you can kind of be quote-unquote irrelevant there too. But the Egg Bowl last year was the 14th most watched game in rivalry weekend. It's already been rendered irrelevant based on the people that watch it, which is basically nobody. It was a very poorly watched game, on top of the fact that it is not the same as a regular game weekend. And I mean that negatively. Look, I know the crowds are always good for the Egg Bowl, but people overuse the word packed. It wasn't packed last year in Starkville. There were empty seats. You could see them. It wasn't packed 2 years ago in Oxford. The crowds were fine. But when you say, oh, it was packed last time the game was on Thanksgiving in Oxford, that is simply not true. Go look at the pictures again. Student section wasn't close to full. You had patches of empty seats. You did. The pregame lead up to it is just different because of the holiday. Now, moving it one day later, does that change that much? Maybe not, but it certainly will not get worse. But the exposure, if that is something that you care about, is dramatically better, because not only does it get moved off of cable versus a network game and an NFL game at that, you now have ABC, which always, guys, always, if you're on over the air, so one of the major broadcast networks, that equals more audience. Always. Always, always, always. You are still competing against the NFL, but it's a Amazon Prime streaming game only that gets about a third of the audience that the Thanksgiving night NFL game would get. It's a much smaller NFL audience. It's still gigantic because it's the NFL, but what you're competing against is not as strong. Your time slot is better. It's easier for more fans to go. Yes, I know some people work on Friday. There are downsides to all 3 days. But you're on a significantly better network, a much, much, much better network that is going to bring you at least double the audience. I would guess close to triple. If you made me guess today, I think it would go from 2 million people to 5, north of 5. So the NFL game you're competing against is on streaming only. The network you're on is significantly better. The day of the week, at least in my opinion, to each their own on this one, is better. And you get an additional day after having to be in the swamp if you're looking at it from an Ole Miss perspective. The extra day of rest also helps you get prepared for that game as opposed to being in Gainesville, possibly late Saturday night, and then having to turn around and play on Thursday again. You get one additional day to get better prepared and rested for your rivalry game. I cannot possibly wrap my mind around a justification for a negative with this move. It makes all the sense in the world. You guys should be really happy about it. It should be easier for most of you. The crowd should be the same, if not better. I think the student crowds are definitely going to be better for this game. The network is significantly better. The time slot is better. Your competition is not as strong. It is a win, 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 win. I have been advocating for this for years. The two other guys on the radio show are all, oh, why do you care so much? And they're the kind of people that their lives have been around the Egg Bowl. Like they my family, like a lot of yours, is not just Ole Miss fans and not just Mississippi State fans. We're a bit of a melting pot. And so a lot of you guys are like that as well. It makes everything, in my opinion, better. And I'm so glad to see this. Texas and A&M can have that Thursday night time slot if that's what they want. I know Texas is advocating for it, but this is a really good thing. The exposure is going to increase. The interest is going to increase. You get Colorado, Oklahoma State as your lead-in, and then you're leading in Georgia, Georgia Tech. It is exclusively awesome. I could not be more excited about this. I actually tweeted out a video from how we led the radio show today. I was making myself laugh. So if you guys want to watch that reaction, you can. It's out there on Twitter right now. But yeah, that's it. That's my spiel on Thanksgiving Egg Bowl. I think this is a great thing. And we also got three more kickoffs for Ole Miss to start the year. The season opener against Furman. As I told you guys last week, or the last time we spoke, I guess, that it was going to be 6 or 5 o'clock. It is 6 o'clock for Furman. It is the streaming game. And so they got to choose that time slot, and they made the good choice. I know that that's week one of college football. A lot of games happen that day, a lot of games that are more exciting than the Furman game. But to see the school decide to make right what I thought was a bad decision last year when they got to choose the streaming game against the FCS opponent, they did right by you guys this time. It's still going to be brutally hot. It's August 31st in Mississippi. It's terribly hot. But at least it's not going to – you're not going to bake in Vaught-Hemingway. The sun is going to set at some point. There will be some shade. It will cool down. And it might keep people around a little bit longer. And for those that would stay regardless, a favor was done for you. And I'm glad to see that for Ole Miss. I'm glad they made that decision, because last year it was a bad one. And this year they made the correct one. Week two, obviously completely out of their control. This one – sucks. September 7th, Middle Tennessee State at 3:15 in the afternoon. By the way, keep in mind that they are now doing staggered starts this year. So it's not 11-3 for the SEC network anymore. It's going to be like 11:25. They're staggering the starts. So not every game starts at the exact same time, which means not every game in theory would finish at the same time to give you non-stop football all day. They're trying their best to avoid like that 30-minute window of no games to watch. So you're going to see some staggered starts. That's why it's 3:15 instead of just 3 o'clock on the SEC network. That sucks. God bless you if you make it to the end of that one, because Middle Tennessee is not going to be very good. That game will not, or at least should not, be close. I think Keith Carter should hand every person that is walking out of that stadium after the clock hits zero, $100. And not just like $100. I mean, like, go to the bank and get the fresh, crisp ones that feel, I mean, they're stiff as a board, right? Those $100 bills. You guys should get one of those as you walk out of the stadium because you would have earned it on that day. And frankly, I think that they need to, any student that's still there by the end of that game needs to have their seat saved for them for the Georgia Southern game 2 weeks later. That just sucks. I mean, there's no way around it. That absolutely sucks, and God bless you for if you make it through. And then week three, the butt of a lot of jokes, because the CW, you know, airing Dawson's Creek and One Tree Hill or whatever, although I used to have a gigantic crush. I know what One Tree Hill is because I used to have a gigantic crush on Sophia Bush. I'm not ashamed of it either. She's like my Kelly Kapowski. I was a little too young for Kelly Kapowski, so I had a crush on Sophia Bush. I have two older sisters, and One Tree Hill and all that crap was around the house like all the time, Gilmore Girls, stuff like that. And so I think that that's the kind of stuff that the CW usually airs, but they do have a partnership with the ACC now, and since it is at an ACC stadium, the ACC gets control over it, and Ole Miss Wake Forest will be on the CW at 5:30 in week three. Now, people made a lot of Jefferson Pilot jokes and stuff like that. And I mean, I smiled at all of them, but to tell you the truth, that could have been a lot worse. I mean, I know it doesn't feel big, and you know, there's that the SEC Mike guy that was trying to use that as like a whatever. I shouldn't even address such goofiness, but you have it. If you have any cable package at all, you've got the CW. So you're good there. I know it's weird. You've probably never watched sports on the CW unless you are, for some reason, a live golf fan. But you have it. I promise you have it. So it'll be very easy to find. So we got four kickoff times today. We're going to get more, actually, as the summer goes on, because now that everything in the SEC is under the same umbrella, now that it's ABC instead of CBS, they can release the windows that these games will appear on. So not specific kickoff times, but they are going to release windows that they can adjust as the season goes on, pretty similar to that of the NFL. So they're going to have the early windows, which is 11 to noon starts. So again, they're going to stagger the starts. 2:30 to 3:30, again, staggered starts. And 6 to 8, excuse me, 5 to 7, because again, they do all East Coast time. So those would be the windows now. So we will know pretty much the entire schedule when it comes to the window in which the game will start, whether it be early and that 11 to noon, afternoon, 2:30 to 3:30, and then 5 to 7. And the most interesting point about that is there will not be an SEC-controlled kickoff after 7 o'clock Central. So if there is a game played in an SEC stadium, it will not kick off after 7 o'clock. I know there's that rumor, and we kind of talked about it on here some, that the LSU game would be like 8:30 Central. Nope. 7 o'clock is the latest these games will kick off now, Central time, in an SEC stadium. Obviously, Mississippi State at Arizona State's kicking off at 9:30 Central. That is because Arizona State is not in the SEC. So that's your news of the day. Also, Matt Morrell returning is big for Ole Miss basketball. An experienced physical player, his presence is really good. They've done a good job of upgrading that roster, for sure. So is it perfect? Probably not. But they were around the bubble towards the end of last season with a horrendous non-conference schedule and a roster that wasn't close to this one. Remember, you don't have to be great to make the tournament. You just have to be good. That's all you have to be. And I think that this roster, is good. I really think that this roster is good. Good enough to make it. We'll see if they actually can. We'll get to your comments after I tell you the podcast is brought to you by Advantage Business Systems. If you are a Mississippi business and you're located anywhere in this great state and you need office technology, anything from copiers and printers and mail machines, cloud storage, data security, whatever it is, if it's technology, if it's in the office and your Mississippi business needs it, check them out online, absms.com. Tell them I sent you. You'll get a complimentary office technology assessment. So you tell them what you need and what your budget is, and they will find a solution for you on me, Advantage Business Systems, absms.com. The podcast is also brought to you by Priority One Bank. Let them make you their priority. We've got 16 locations here in Mississippi, so there's likely to be one in your backyard. Bank with me at Priority One Bank. Their online banking platform is awesome. It's a one-stop shop. You don't need multiple apps to manage your money because, like I said, Priority One Bank makes you their priority. All right, here we go. Your comments for the next 15 minutes or so. Everyone should rejoice, you say. This honestly, Mike, could be the best possible spot the Egg Bowl could be in now. The only one that is better is the one that Georgia Tech got, I think, because there is no NFL game. And this year, it's Patrick Mahomes. Like I said, the NFL game streaming, that is much better than the one on Thanksgiving. But I think the game after, if they were to get the primetime ABC Black Friday slot, that would be even better. But this is real. I mean, it's really good for the exposure. Remember, guys, tailgating should take place before the Egg Bowl. Now we have a great excuse to get out of Black Friday shopping. No kidding. Haydad and I threw around the idea today of doing a pregame show from the Grove on Black Friday. Because, I mean, it's a company holiday, as you can imagine. The political shows, sometimes they do. It depends. But with the Egg Bowl being at 2:30 on that Friday, he and I going up there, because I don't know where Richard will be. He'll be on assignment somewhere. So he and I going from 10 to 2 on from the Grove on that day would be so much fun, I think. I mean, I think we could really make something out of that now that seemingly will be the time slot moving forward. I don't think they're going to shuffle this around every year. I think they're going to try to lock these in as best they can. I definitely think that whatever they replace the Thanksgiving game with will be more permanent, but we'll see. Also, catch Ole Miss on the CW between episodes of Dawson's Creek and The Flash. Yeah. Seems about like 90% of the Ole Miss fans you saw liked the game being moved. State fans seemed a lot more divided on it. That is the, that's about right. State fans like it a little bit more than Ole Miss fans in my anecdotal kind of observing of it. Can I talk tonight? I guess not. Jeez. Anyway, I think that's about right. They're a little bit more divided, although more and more state fans seem to be on the side of, you know what, move it. Because the biggest selling point for Thursday was exposure, and that's over. It doesn't matter anymore. The NFL ruined that. So, anyway. Certainly no big political news today. We will do absolutely no talking politics on here. This is your break from that, but I hear you. You'll have to ask off early on Black Friday now. Hope you can get it off, though, man. I hope so. You saw the sweet victory clip? Hey, yeah, Hey Dad didn't know that song. I mean, he's older than me. He's older than me by 14 years. So, no, 15 years. Or 16 years. I should know that. But he is rather older than me. And I guess that was just before his time. But Sweet Victory was like an that was an iconic moment in my childhood, in a lot of our childhoods. SpongeBob, of all things. But that song rocks, man. I can't believe he didn't know that. You think the Egg Bowl off of Thanksgiving benefits Ole Miss more than State in terms of crowd and atmosphere? Seems like State got up there for most Thursday games. Ole Miss crowds haven't been great. And in part because Ole Miss does draw more from out-of-state than in-state. It's just a fact of the universities. Ole Miss has more out-of-state students. Ole Miss sends more students out-of-state after graduation. It's just what happens. So there are just how it works. I would venture to guess that more of Ole Miss's season ticket holders and collective donors are – a lot more of them by percentage are from out of state than Mississippi State. So having that extra day where you can actually, like as a student, let's say you're a student from, you know, Memphis, that's a little too close. How about Nashville? You can actually do Thanksgiving with your family who may not all be Ole Miss fans and then wake up early Friday morning and get back to town to go to the football game. Love the Egg Bowl on Friday at 2:30 on ABC. I figured you would like that. I figured you would. You got your wish of State, Arizona State after dark. I mean, that game will be ending around midnight central. I think that State is going to have to, like, do not special practices, but they are going to have to approach game week prep, I think, a little bit differently because a 9:30 our time start is different. I mean, you got to kind of get your body ready for something like that if you're not used to it. So I am curious to hear how Jeff Lebby and those guys approach getting ready for such a late kickoff. So people will watch Colorado and Georgia sandwiched in between. Absolutely. My only question, though, is will Colorado still by then have the viewership bump that they will have at the beginning of the season? Like, will people still be tuned in when they inevitably become a train wreck? Because they're going to be a train wreck again. So will people still be watching? But either way, having them as your lead-in is still a really good thing. ABC automatically equals more eyeballs as more cable TV cords continue to be cut across the nation, coupled with ridiculous costs of ESPN content and the networks remaining free over the air. 100%. Seems like a win-win. Every person I know who doesn't have DirecTV or cable consumes ABC, CBS, NBC for free over the air. Yeah, that was you from the radio show this afternoon. Glad you're doubling up, my friend. Appreciate you being here. Shout out to Peacock for taking so many game streaming only. That really sucks. No one likes Peacock. That is just another example of these companies taking liberty with fans. People think that, or people say too often that, people are going to stop watching college football because of NIL and the transfer portal, and I'm not going to watch because the kids transfer. And no, you're not. That's not what's going to do it. Access is going to be what gets people to stop watching. It's going to be access. That's the thing, because we're in year four. This is year four of the NIL portal era. Attendance was up last year. Ratings were up. So more people watched and more people went. What I think is going to start changing this is the amount of paywalls. Peacock and ESPN Plus, and you have to get this service, and the less accessible you are, the worse it is. And so now, if you're a Big Ten fan, I mean, although it's three over-the-air networks, but that's not exclusively what those games are being aired on. It's tough. I mean, that's going to be the killer. It's Bally Sports and Peacock and Apple TV Plus and all this stuff. Netflix now has NFL games, and Amazon Prime has NFL games, and you're just taking from you guys little by little by little by little by little. That's what's going to get people to tune out. Daytime also keeps the weather warmer for the Egg Bowl. I didn't think about that, actually. I wish I would have. I'm jealous of that angle, too. Didn't bring that up either. The move to Friday is fantastic. Playing on Thanksgiving stinks. I'm glad it's over. No dog in this fight, but leaving campus for Thanksgiving, returning for a game that day on a Thursday. Can't imagine that was logistically fun every other year for fans and students or alumni. It's not at all. We might all be deceased after a mid-afternoon kickoff against MTSU, too darn hot. If Kiffin whines about the crowd, I don't think he will, but if he whines about the crowd after that one, I might go fight him in the street. I really might. You guys don't deserve that. Either does his team, honestly. I mean, the players on the field don't deserve that, but whatever. At least it's grass instead of turf now. Saw something that said the rest of the season for the SEC schedule will be revealed on June 11th. Is that times and Oh, so I'm a little behind. So, yeah, it's the windows that I described. It's the windows. Can't wait for the 6 p.m. primetime matchup versus Furman. Have I told you guys the chant, their chant? Have I told you? It's FU one time, FU two times, FU three times, FU all the time. I swear. FU all the times on the back of their helmet. I swear. It's a really good program. It really is, but not at this level. But man, they used to, their biggest rivals were Appalachian State and Georgia Southern. Seriously. And they used to beat them. But the school size and stuff like that just did not allow them to make the jump that Appalachian State and Georgia Southern did. Over under, Ole Miss pops LSU. Well, you got to give me a number. I do think I'm changing my mind a little bit on that game. I've said 10-2 for Ole Miss this season. I think that. Anyway, I think I'm going to come off of that prediction. Playing on the CW is basically having a Jefferson Pilot game. We need the three Daves back for that one. Good job. Very proud of you. I know. I made this happen. This is all me. I have been, forgive my language, I've been bitching about this for years. CW has an app to download for free. Yeah, so they have a free app, and I promise you, if you have a cable package, you've got it. I mean, you've got it. It is everywhere. I don't know how that they have won that distribution. Maybe that they just have just such low overhead that they don't have to negotiate much to get there. But, yeah, I mean, you've got it. I promise. 6:30 at Wake Forest is going to be a lot more interesting than you thought it would be. I expect a lot of red in that game. I think that'll be a trip that a lot of people will make, quite frankly. Not a very big stadium either. Really nice area, though. I mean, if you've got the expendable income, I would encourage you to go make that trip. It's a nice stadium. It is very small, but it's nice. Like, everything's very nice there. It's small in scale, but that's a cool area, a growing area, really safe, lot to do. It'd be a fun trip. Your team's going to win. So, You expect all three of Ole Miss's home SEC games to be on ABC. Georgia, definitely. Obviously, State is. Yeah, okay, you know, probably. The only one that I don't think would be is Kentucky. No more 5 and 8:30 p.m. doubleheaders, thank goodness. Yeah. State fans tended to want the Egg Bowl on Thursday so they could be out hunting for the weekend immediately after the game. To be fair, I don't blame them. Insert the joke about State fans not wanting many people to watch this year's game. How about Cross having to call the Virginia Regional from his living room? What a sweet deal that is. To be honest with you, he hates it. He hates it, man. And I don't blame him because you miss things. But baseball, a lot happens in baseball that you can't see on TV. And not being there makes his calls worse. And not that, not his calls, that makes anybody calling games do essentially a bad job because they miss too much and it's delayed. And it's a shame, man. He hates it. He can't stand it. He would much rather be there. And I don't blame him because it really sucks. It's awful. And the broadcast suffers as a result. Yeah, that is the plan, Brandon, actually. I think that I finally figured out how I can do both live without having to stress too much. So that is the plan moving forward towards the end of the summer as well. I'll be gone for a week here this month, a full week, like 7 days, like Saturday to Saturday. After that is when that kind of stuff will start picking up. Had a chance to tour the IPF yesterday for the second time. 2006 Georgia home game from Afghanistan. Wow. First of all, thank you. Impressed for sure. It's a really nice facility, and it's as nice as it needs to be. You know, it's not the best in the country, but it's certainly not bad in any stretch of the imagination. This upgrade was a good one, and it's absolutely all it needs to be. And we don't need to go down these weeds today. But college facilities are significantly nicer than NFL facilities because college, as I tell you guys all the time, purposefully spent all of their money. They didn't operate as a business. They overinflated spending to present the illusion of being nonprofit. They're getting exposed now. That's all that's happened. Been to 6 Egg Bowls, 3 in each stadium. State gets up for the game way more. You think that they just care more in general. Not a shot or anything, just an observation. You call the first guest slot for the pregame show. The only fear of doing that is if somebody would say something that, you know. Band Geek's the best episode of SpongeBob, 100%. I mean, it's iconic. I can't believe Hey Dad didn't recognize that. State fandom in general is heavily swayed by the product that's been put on the field, Egg Bowl or not. When State fans are in, they compete with anybody. When they aren't, yeah. State fans would appear more like Ole Miss fans if the cowbells were banned like they're supposed to. Yeah. Hey, I don't blame them for keeping that up, though. Thought the crowd this past year was pretty good. It was. Could be better, though. See, and this is the only downside that almost nobody has to work on Thanksgiving and some people do on Friday. That's the only downside that I can see. Although still, I don't think that one is enough to think that moving the game is bad other than an individual perspective like yours, but. That might be Dion's last game at Colorado before the Egg Bowl. Possibly. Is Shador Sanders even playing in that game? Is he going to let Shador play if they're 4-7 going into it or whatever? How much longer do I think he'll be at Colorado? I think this is his last year. I think he'll leave when his son does. Yeah, I know. I've got to do the lake punishment. I know. I know. 24 hours on a boat, something like that. I know. Not looking forward to it, but I'll make the best of it. You're old enough to always, you're always going to miss Jack Crystal or Jim Ellis on the radio call. Chase, I appreciate you being here, even though we switched to the Rebel Report format, my friend. Hope you and the little ones are doing well. Almost people know slash have more family in other states. Want to get the family stuff out of the way so we can get to hating each other. A&M in Texas used to play on the Friday once upon a time as the Egg Bowl. As an Egg Bowl neutral fan who just appreciates an SEC game on Thanksgiving, I'll miss it. So A&M Texas have played on Thanksgiving double the amount of times that the Egg Bowl has. Texas has been lobbying publicly to get that game back. I think they've got some kind of announcement deal next week, and that might be what happens. You used Peacock one time for the Chiefs-Dolphins playoff game. You hated it. Yeah, the Apple Cup this year is going to be on Peacock only. There's a few here. I'll pull it up, actually. I think this is really bad for Big Ten fans, personally. I mean, I guess once you get it, you get it. But here, just buy another streaming service that you don't need. So there's a few that, like Rhode Island, Minnesota, whatever. But Boise State at Oregon, streaming only. Washington State, Washington, streaming only. Louisville, Notre Dame, streaming only. It's really stupid. In the era of Amazon Fire Sticks and the ability to browse YouTube for ideas, you don't know how anyone is paying for cable streaming, allegedly. Did you see the video of LeBron using StreamEast? Even a billionaire doesn't pay for television anymore. Who are these Thanksgiving tradition people? Only like 30 of the 110 plus games have been played that day. It's like 38, right? Isn't that the number? 38 of over 100. So it's more traditional to not play on that day. 11-1. I think I'm leaning in that direction. I'm not ready to do that yet. I'm waffling a little bit, but I think I'm leaning there. Your family only pays for YouTube TV and you have steep discounts on Prime Video and Hulu. Streaming is ridiculously expensive and convoluted. And I guess they're going to start combining some. They're basically reinventing cable. Like I remember, I think it was NPR. I don't remember what publication wrote a piece about how the new big thing in podcasts is live recordings. And it's like, so you mean radio? Are you claiming that podcasters invented radio? Because it's the same thing. Anyway, you'll be at the Wake game. You're going to have a lot of fun. It's a really cool area of the country. Really, really nice place to visit. Really cool. Seemingly really, I've been to a game up there. Seemingly really nice people too. A high school teammate of mine played there. State's odds this weekend in baseball. If Hunter Hines and Dakota Jordan don't hit, I don't think they're getting out of the regional. They certainly can, though. I think it's the best pitching staff in the regional for sure. So, they can pitch their way through it. I'm worried that they're not going to be able to score enough, though. With the amount of talent they have on the offensive line, I think rolling to LSU, they don't have depth on the defensive line and are relying on freshmen. I think Ole Miss by 21. It'll be a little bit earlier. So it won't be 8:30. It won't be as intimidating, I suppose. But yeah, regardless of environment or location or whatever, if you're getting beat on the line of scrimmage on defense, what chance do you have? Picking Ole Miss to win in Baton Rouge, Columbia, Fayetteville, and Gainesville terrifies me. Me too. Me too. But hey, that wouldn't be impressive enough. And so if they win 10 games, then they would get jumped by six other teams because I'm a smart person. I mean, so the live show from the Grove, you and Hey Dad? Yeah, we're absolutely doing it. I mean, that was not just us shooting the shit. Like, we are that 100%. I'm going to get with him on on Monday, I think, is when I'm just going to call him and say, hey, let's do this, you know, and let's figure out how it works and let's put packages together because I'm 100% in. When is the last time Ole Miss won every road game in a season? I would guess pre-integration. I don't know that to be true, but. Chase, you're fine, brother. You are fine. He doesn't even go here vibes. By the way, Mean Girls, I'm man enough to admit this, hilarious movie. And I don't necessarily think it's trying to be as funny as it is, but it is a hilarious movie. Texas is doing a day-long celebration on campus. The day they officially joined the conference, might announce it that day. That's what I'm guessing. Yeah. If I need my yard cut while I'm gone, let me know. I actually will. I will. Because that's, I mean, you know, that's late June, and you know it's going to rain a couple times, and it's just going to get, yeah. I need to make it look like somebody lives here, you know? I mean, I will have somebody house-sitting, but still, I need to make it look like somebody lives here. Illegal streaming stays undefeated. Ask me how I watched all 82 Pelicans games this year, which was a waste of my time, but ask me how I did that. Huge UFC fan and dabble in MMA yourself. I refuse to pay for what is so easily watched in full HD for free, allegedly. Yeah, I'm sure one of your friends told you about it, right? You've never done anything like that. Mean Girls is a good movie, but Superbad Stays is your favorite high school movie. I'm a little bit older than you. Mine's American Pie. All of the American Pies, but American Pie is my favorite. High school-based movie. Basketball playoff predictions. I do think Boston's going to win the NBA Finals. I don't like that I think that, but that's what I think. In Mississippi, front yards go from manicured to post-apocalyptic in 3 days. You're not kidding, man. Speaking of post-apocalyptic, I started a show yesterday, and I'm three episodes in, and I love it. The Man in the High Castle. It is about a world in which Germany and Japan won World War II, and Germany controls the East Coast and like Great Plains of the United States, and Japan controls the West Coast, and there's like this demilitarized zone in the middle where there's still some like just Americans left, and there's some tension between the Germans and the Japanese, and there's like a resistance of like freedom fighter Americans. I'm only three episodes in, so I can't give you more than that. And I don't want to spoil anything anyway, even though it's four seasons long, but it is very interesting. Like I'm locked in, like we're going to hang up here in just a minute and I'm going to go right back to the couch and watch like four episodes tonight, even though they're literally hour long, but that's how locked in I am. I love it so far. So you say Man in the High Castle is fantastic. I'm glad to hear it because I am in. What's my Super Talk email? Borky@supertalk.fm. But my Gmail is borky12@gmail, which is, you know, unless it's Super Talk related, then send it to my Gmail. But either way. Where can you find it? I'm watching on Amazon Prime is where I'm watching it. I don't know if it's anywhere else, but that's where I found it. And I'm only three episodes in. It could just fall off a cliff, but the first three are very, very good. Not a movie, but you're a One Tree Hill and the OC fangirl for high school based viewing. Chase is Mrs. Chase chatting right now? You watch One Tree Hill on purpose? I've been there. I'm only making fun of you to feel less bad about myself. The alt history Nazi victory has always fascinated me. Yeah, and they touch on so far like the technological advances as well that they were working towards before, you know, America did some Americaning and took them out like they deserved. It was always an Amazon show? Okay, good to know. So that's the only place then you can find it then. So the Americans can go for wiener schnitzel or sushi? I guess so. But now, and this isn't really spoiling anything, but now like there's a rift between the Japanese and the Germans, and it's like very tense and political. Very interesting. Was Anthony Edwards this damn good at Georgia? You don't even remember him being this dominant. He wasn't. He was extremely athletic. You saw the athleticism, but he wasn't this. But he had the athleticism to play in the NBA. And that is something that so many people, I don't think, quite understand. That there are great college players that cannot physically keep up in the NBA. They just can't physically keep up in the NBA. I mean, Terrence Davis has played in the NBA and kind of miscalculated on himself a little bit, but he was a valuable NBA player for Sacramento, a physical freak, you know, physical freak, and he's a rotation piece in the NBA. It's such a tough league, and you can't really appreciate it until you see it in person, the size and the physicality and the speed. Yeah, the Nazis actually in this show, they that's how they won, is they nuked DC. But it's like 25 years after the war ended. But anyway, so it's really good. You guys should check it out. I'm about to go check it out right now. Appreciate you being here. As always, I love schedule release stuff. It's fun for me. So anyway, we'll be back on Sunday, as always, 8 o'clock Sunday night. I will see you guys then. We'll talk about whatever happens this weekend in sports, maybe get to some more basketball. I know some big things have happened there. Anything else that comes up between now and then. Oh, and like the jersey patch stuff. We'll get to all that if nothing comes up. But anyway, I'll see you guys on Sunday. Appreciate you. Like the video, subscribe to the podcast, and I'll see you on Sunday.
A Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
Mid-Delta Auction Company is holding a spring equipment auction Thursday, March the 20th from their location across from Cannon Motors in Greenwood. Visit mdauction.com for more information. That's mdauction.com. We'll see you there.